Fred, Fred, Guillory, Guillory, 124-71. This is a 54-year-old gentleman who comes in today with symptoms of chest pain that happens always after eating. He does a lot of physical labor, never gets the chest pain. He was diagnosed with H. pylori, finished his medication not too long ago, but his pain continues to be a problem. He also had a high cholesterol, and which was, at one time he was on medication, but then somebody took him off the medication. He never went back on it, period. And he got his blood pressures quite a concern because of numerous medications that he's on, but blood pressure is poorly controlled. He says that's because he gets white coat syndrome when he's around the doctors and nurses and clinics, period. Family history, no colon cancer, positive breast cancer, significant history of coronary artery disease. Last set of blood work, creatinine was 1.27. His hemoglobin A1C was at 5.8. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, quit doing that some time ago, been married 5 years. They have 7 children between them. His wife works for an insurance agency. Medication, see opposite page, which includes nifedipine, 30 milligram twice a day, aldactone, 25 milligram once a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day, magnesium, 400 milligram once a day, and then potassium, 20 milliequivalents equivalents once a day. Let's see, allergy, non-drug allergy. The only medication he takes is Prilosec from time to time. Medical problems, hypertension, depression, anxiety, doing much better, not suicidal. Review of system, chest pain, only after he eats. Different food makes the problem worse, especially fatty food, consistent with gallstones, no hematemesis, hematitis, no seizure, convulsion, no chest pain during activity. Maintenance, colonoscopy, never has had one done. He did have a stress test done some time ago that he passed, period. 217 pounds, no significant change, 97.9, 98, 20, 78, 155 over 94. Check blood pressure at home because of white coat syndrome here in the office. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash. Abdominal ultrasound shows numerous stones within the gallbladder. No sign of cholecystitis. Fatty liver noted. Carotid ultrasound shows no significant hemodynamically unstable, no significant and or hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next time, echocardiogram showed slight RVH with no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next time, his blood sugar slightly elevated, 5.8. Next time, lose weight. Next time, fatty liver. Next time, high cholesterol. Next time, add Lipitor, 40 milligram once a day. Next time, Zofran, 15, 8 milligram as needed for nausea and vomiting. Next number, anxiety, depression, stable. Next one's not suicidal. Next one's strong family history of hypertension, coronary artery disease. Next one has had a stress test not too a few years ago. Next number, if he has any abnormal findings during the pre-op, we'll consider a stress test because of insurance reasons. We're going to hold off to order one at this time, especially since he had one, and definitely not interested since he knows he has gallstones now. Thank you.